Now, back to the Barnabas Health High School Football Show, powered by Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk.
And welcome back to hour number two as we preview Saturday's state championship games. Kevin Williams and Ed Sarluka. Matt Harmon has the evening off. Joined tonight right here at Boston's in Tom's River by Steve Falk of the Asbury Park Press, Scott Stump of All Shore Media and SureSportsNetwork.com as we break down these games and take a look at how the local teams would go. I'll tell you what, this program has been as successful as you can be over the last few years. They have been a Group 1 power with five state championships, have really just been a model of consistency over the last decade. The Blue Bishops of Asbury Park, they'll play Florence on Saturday at the College of New Jersey for the Central Jersey Group 1 title. Their coach is Matt Artizone, who's good enough to give us some time. And, Coach, certainly not unfamiliar territory for you to be with this program and to be playing game number 12 looking for a state championship, right? It's kind of becoming an old hat, really.
It's never old. You know, we're very fortunate, and especially me personally, been very fortunate. I've been in the numerous amount of state finals with state championships.
Well, you're coming off a real gut wrencher on Thanksgiving. Really, one of the true great rivalries here at the Shore, Asbury Park and Neptune, a heartbreaking 29-28 loss. And I'm just wondering how long it took you to get the pain of that one away from your players so they could strictly focus their attention on Florence.
The players actually responded better than I thought because they played a physical game, tough game. You know, we came out on the wrong side. But us as coaches as well, you know, we take it personally. You know, when you lose a game by 1 point, you're always rehashing every single play of the game. You know, but at the end of the day, we got back in there at 7 o'clock on Friday morning, breaking film down and getting ready for a good Florence team.
Coach Scott Stump from All Shore Media. I guess one of my questions is, I know they were your two toughest games and your two losses, you know, Rumson and Neptune. These are two teams playing in state championships. Do you feel like even though you didn't come out on the right side of those, it really prepared you in the sense that there's no way, I know Florence is a good program, but there's no way you're going to see teams as good as those two teams on Saturday?
I don't know about that, Chad. You know, Florence, watching them on tape and watching them live, they're a physical football team, and a lot of people ask me who you compare them to. They're tough to compare. You know, they run the football inside the tackle, they can run outside, you know, they throw it when they need to be. But I definitely feel that we're battle tested and we're prepared. We're coming into this game ready to go.
Matt, Steve Falk of the Asbury Park Press, how you doing tonight?
Good, how about yourself?
I'm doing fine. One of the keys to your run defense has been the play of defensive tackle Razan Howard, 6'4", 290. For those out there who haven't seen him, talk a little bit about his abilities and what he brings to your defense.
Just his mentality and his knowledge of the game are second to none. He's been a great addition. And not only that, his leadership skills on the football field. You know, he gets those other D linemen prepared, ready to go. He's a student of the game, and hopefully, you know, he brings his A game Saturday, and we come out on the right side of the ball.
You know, Matt, I saw your Rumson game. This is Ed Sarluka, by the way. I saw your Rumson game. I was on your sideline for the entire game. And you know, when I'm not actually working a game on the radio, I just like to observe and watch the coaches and see how they react to players. That game obviously did not go your way, but I was so impressed with the way your staff and your peripheral staff would grab players as they came off the field, obviously disappointed at some time, and encourage them and keep them in the game and never giving up. Talk about your staff a little bit and what that means to your program.
Well, first of all, I think as a head coach, you're only as good as your assistants are. And I've been very fortunate, you know, to have good assistants. And not only that, I got volunteers that volunteer their time. They don't get paid, and they're there every single day, every single film session. And if it wasn't for them, we would not be in the position we are in right now playing for a state final.
That's nice to talk about the assistants that way.
Yeah.
I think sometimes they get lost in the shuffle. There's always one guy we go after. It's usually the head coach. I do have to ask you a little bit while I got here. Tell me a little bit about the Conovers. The dimension they bring to the game and the problems they cause for the other team, and hopefully in your case, the problems they'll cause for Florence on Saturday.
I'll tell you what, I wouldn't want to be a defensive coordinator, you know, trying to adjust to them too, because they are special. But what I like, what I've seen most out of them is not only because they haven't played football in a couple of years, how they've grown up on the field and how they've grown up as individuals. They're becoming better people. They're understanding the big picture. I had the one, Armand Conover, number 5, in my office the other day, saying how he wants to be a teacher and coach. So they're seeing the big picture. I think besides wins and losses, you got to be judging what we do with these young men and get them to strive to be better people. And that's what, you know, we're doing there.
And Matt, Scott Stump again. I think it's funny. People just thought, you know, look at the talent on this team. You're just going to roll the balls out. But look at all the guys that you had to incorporate that hadn't been. You know, the Conovers, this is their first and only year playing there. And Robert Barksdale, your quarterback, this is his first year as a starter. Domingo Perez comes back from Florida, your lineman. Razan Howard transfers from Winslow Township. I mean, what was it like just trying to mesh all these guys and all this talent and try and get some harmony on the team, knowing there's a lot of playmakers that want the ball, but just trying to get everyone on the same page with so many new parts?
I'll tell you what, it was real difficult in the beginning, and I think our scores indicated that, because there's only one ball for, you know, so many dynamic different players. You know, and us as coaches, we had to figure out what best positions we can put them in to succeed, and as we found that out, we've gotten better as a football team.
Matt, Steve Falk again. Talk about Barksdale's development. He's a sophomore in his first year as a varsity starter. He's had his rocky moments, like the 5-interception game, but talk about how he's matured and growing through the course of the season.
Oh, to be honest with you, one of the reasons why we went no huddle was because of Rob. You know, we didn't want him in that situation. We weren't sure how he could handle it. You know, sometimes he was arguing the huddle, so on and so forth. So that's why we decided to, one of the reasons why we decided to institute the no huddle. So he doesn't have to worry about that. He can focus on the game. And then come the little things, you know, watching film, understanding coverages, understanding his read progression. And as he's gotten better with that and his mechanics, you know, he's grown to be, a very good quarterback.
Matt, the state did you no favors, okay? 10 o'clock at the College of New Jersey, neutral site. Give us a little bit about your itinerary, you know. When are you leaving, you know, and are you happy about that?
To be honest with you, we're playing in a state championship. I could care if we played on Route 18. It doesn't matter.
Watch out for the Cadillacs.
But, yeah, there was a little bit of disappointment in the beginning. But, you know, you get over that real quick because there's a lot of other teams that can't say they're playing tomorrow or Saturday. So we're excited about that. But we're actually we're leaving tomorrow afternoon. We're staying out there just because.
Oh, wow.
We would have had to get up too early in the morning because we feed them in our pregame meal. We would have had to get the kids there about 5:15 in the morning, and that's just not conceivable. And so we're leaving tomorrow after school. We're going to do a workout and head up there.
That's impressive. That's a great move, Coach. That's a great move.
We'll find out if it's a great move,
no,
right?
That's a great move.
If it doesn't work out, Matt will tell you Saturday afternoon, who's the idiot who came up with the idea to come up here on Friday, right?
No, it's a business trip for us.
That's right. Let me ask you this. Being part of this program as an assistant coach and now a head coach, what has happened over the last 7 or 8 years to turn Asbury Park into this Group 1 power consistently in most of the 2000s? What's been the big reason for it?
Well, I think all along there's been a good nucleus of talent that's been in Asbury, and you have good talent, you got to find the right people to coach them up and get them in positions to succeed, and I think that's what's happened. And like I said before, you know, you're only as good as your assistant coaches, and I think the guy before me had a good group of assistants, and you know, we've carried some of those over to now, and that's why we're doing so well.
Matt, Steve Falk again. Is there any way to compare this team to those teams from 2007 through 2009, which you were an assistant coach on?
You can try to make comparisons here and there, but at the end of the day, those teams only have one loss, and we've got two. So on paper, you know, they're better. you know, we talk about it all the time in the office, and it's tough to compare. I know this defense we got this year is the best that I've seen since I've been here.
Well, it is. It's been a great season. I know you're looking to cap it off on Saturday morning with another Central Jersey Group 1 title, the sixth for your program. We wish you all the best. Really appreciate you giving us some time, Matt, and thanks a lot, and good luck on Saturday.
Thanks a lot, guys. Take care.
Good talking to you. Matt Artizone, the Asbury Park coach, and really, I think he kind of summed it up, right? You know, prior to Don Suplicanic, I mean, we always talked about how much talent there was there,
mm-hmm.
and yet, you know, more often than not, the seasons were disappointing. In the last 7 or 8 years, they've just been a juggernaut.
Well, I think part of it's certainly the talent and keeping the talent there. I mean, that talent was going to Neptune and Lakewood and all these other places. But also, I think that an issue for years with Asbury was discipline. Is this guy going to be ineligible for this game? Mm-hmm. Are they going to get a million holding penalties that call back touchdowns? When things start going bad, are they all going to start yelling at each other? I think that goes back to what Ed was saying at the Rumson game. That could have come undone as far as kids yelling at each other in the sidelines, but they kept their composure. They weren't happy with the result, but they stuck together. And I think that right there is a big symbolic showing of where their program has come.
And you also have to compliment the administration, who has a big part in that, you know, because, hey, let's face it, these kids are on the field for 3 hours after school and a couple hours for a football game. The rest of the time they're in school and they're dealing with everything else that you could get into.
Well, I think there's few communities out there in the Shore. I mean, there's certainly others that take as much pride in their football team as Asbury Park does.
From Pop Warner up to high school.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Steve, you were there on Thanksgiving, right?
You
did the Asbury Neptune game. And you said the crowd was just unbelievable.
Tremendous. I mean, it was like bedlam almost. In a nice way. I mean, they were loud. And really into the game. But getting back to the Asbury, I mean, the coaching staff, starting with Don Suplicanic and now to Matt Artizone, you have to put in structure and accountability and discipline when you're building a program. These guys have done it. There's structure there. They know what they're doing. There's accountability, which is very important.
Well, and I also think there's continuity. A lot of Artizone's assistants were also on the staff with Suplicanic.
Including Matt.
Right. So I think that's why, you know, the players feel like these guys care about me because they're going to be back next year. For years, they probably heard, oh, you know, we want to turn this team around, and that guy's gone a year later, you know, and things like that. At this time, they've really stayed with it, and they've kept it. I think like anything else, success breeds success.
No
doubt. Now you have the younger 7th, 8th graders looking at this team going, I want to stay with Asbury. I want to be a champion when I'm a senior. And it, like anything else, I think now the expectations are going through the roof. This was a team that, you know, 5 years ago was 1-9 and had a mess, and now the fan base is like, how come we're not 12-0 every year, you know?
And let's give a little credit to Don Suplicanic, who, by the way, moves on to Bishop R and get a horrendous program and gets his team into the playoffs this year.
Yeah.
You know, lost in the first round, but got himself into the playoffs.
He's the architect.
Yep, yeah, he did. You got to give him credit. And Matt was the head coach, right?
Before the one season.
Right.
He got hired literally 2 days before the season.
That's
after
right.
Coach Stinson had
there
been
go.
Forced
Next
out
time.
Under controversial circumstances.
Yep, that's what happened.
I'm saying that moment right there was where things really started to stabilize. The interesting thing was, Artizone, Suplicanic, they were coaching up in New Brunswick. They're not local. They're not necessarily from Asbury. And I think there was some trepidation at first. These guys aren't from around here. They're not your conference guys. But they've really done a tremendous job. And Artizone, I mean, has really kept it going and done a great job.
Yeah, you couldn't expect him to do anything that first year because, like you said, he took over literally a couple
of
days.
And it was a deceiving year in the sense they lost a lot of close games that year. But the ingredients were there.
Right, and I'm glad they gave him another chance when Suplicanic left. It certainly paid off.
And who say they didn't get anything out of that loss to Neptune? I think they got a lot out of it.
Sure.
I mean, they showed they can play with one of the big boys in the Shore and the state.
No doubt about it. Hopefully we'll have that Neptune big guy on with us in just a couple minutes. Mark Ciccatelli, let's take a timeout, and hopefully we'll have Chick when we come back on the other side. You're listening to the Barnabas Health High School Football Show on 105.7 The Hawk.
The Shore Sports Network brings you a state championship football doubleheader Saturday from Rutgers University. This is Kevin Williams. Join me along with Matt Harmon and Ed Sarluka as we bring you the Manalapan-Sayreville Central Jersey Group 4 game at 1 p.m., followed by the Group 3 clash between Neptune and Steinert. It's all powered in part by Gateway Toyota Scion of Tom's River, Open MRI of Wall, and Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers. Follow the action Saturday on 1160 and 1310 a.m. and at shoresportsnetwork.com.
New vehicles do more than just move us.
They keep us connected.
They keep us on the right road.
Find a Bridgestone tire retailer.
Go 3 miles to...
Get the best prices of the season today on Bridgestone Tires.
The Bridgestone Tire Sale ends soon.
Let the tire experts at Bayville Auto Care make sure you're safe for the upcoming winter driving season. Stop by and see them today on Route 9 in Bayville and save $35 off any set of Bridgestone tires. Bayville Auto Care, expert repairs with personal service.
There's something special about seeing your son take the field with his team. The roar of the crowd as they charge between the lines of cheerleaders, fists punching the cool night air. You hear the tinny echo of the PA and the familiar fight song from the marching band. And it takes you back to when you were on that field, in these stands, so many years ago. This is the stuff high school memories are made of. Yes, Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers are proud to be a part of Jersey Shore High School football. And should the need arise, we're ready with the region's most experienced team of orthopedic sports medicine specialists, experts in the very latest minimally invasive techniques. Football season won't last forever, but the memories will. To learn more about the extraordinary orthopedic care you'll find at Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers, visit BarnabasHealth.org or call 888-724-7123.
You're listening to the Barnabas Health High School Football Show at Boston's Restaurant and Sports Bar in Tom's River. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk.
Reminder, coming up when we're done at 9 o'clock, it's the Just a Bit Outside guys, Joe, Mike, and Tyrone, taking you from 9 to midnight with the unique combination of music and talk that makes it always a fun listen. Fun guy always to talk football with is Neptune coach Mark Ciccatelli. His Scarlet Flyers will play Steinert on Saturday. That's the 4 o'clock game at Rutgers. We will broadcast that game on the Shore Sports Network, the back half of our doubleheader with Sayreville and Manalapan in the opener. And Coach Chick, good enough to give us some time here on the eve of what is a big game for him. Coach, how are you tonight? Good to talk to you.
Same here, guys. Good to talk to you also.
Well, you know, when you're talking December 1st, it means it's been a good season, so that's a good thing. You know, we just had on Matt Artizone of Asbury, and we kind of asked him, you know, what Thanksgiving might have taken away from his team, and it was a heartbreaking loss for them. And, you know, of course, you're on the other side. You came up with a one-point win in that great rivalry, but it was a very physical game, a game that went down to the wire, and I'm wondering, did you feel like it took anything out of your guys, or they'll be ready to go on Saturday?
Well, I tell you, it was a hard-fought battle, that's for sure. Coach does a great job over there. You know, in 08 when I was at Freehold, we came up on the short end of the stick on Thanksgiving, and you know, we were able to go, you know, the next week and win a state title, and I spoke to some of the kids afterwards, and I said, you know, this will be a distant memory. You know, just go out and get the one next week, you know. And for our guys, I mean, you know, we tell them anytime we put the gear on that we have to go 100%. And, you know, we played as hard as we could. You know, we knew it was coming the following week. So, you know, we're preparing ourselves now, and hopefully things will work out for us.
Coach Scott Stumm from All Shore Media, good to talk to you. I guess
Same
my
here,
one
Jeff.
Question is, you know, you're the third coach in 3 years at Neptune. You know, things had kind of been up in the air there. How long did it take for you just to kind of impose your system and get these kids to buy in to what you're selling and the way you want them to do things?
Well, I think any time, you know, you take a program over, there's an acclimation period. You know, the kids are getting to know us, myself, and the rest of the staff, along with us getting to know them and what we want from them and what they expect from us, so on and so forth. And, you know, it took some time. You know, we thought that we were getting better each day and, you know, each week. And, you know, our goal was to be here in the end, and we've been able to do that.
Mike, Mark, Steve Falk of the Asbury Park Press, how are you doing tonight?
All right, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Talk about Jaheim Woods and what he brings to your offense and compare him to, like, a Nick Tyson and a Sterling Codrington, who you had a quarterback for Freehold. So at 2 out of the last 3 years.
Well, they were all special kids in their own way. You know, Jaheim is, for our offensive scheme, he's the prototypical kid. Those guys, you know, they brought different things than him and so on and so forth. But they were all great players. You know, Jaheim has the ability at any moment to, you know, to break the game wide open and, you know, take it the distance. You know, that's one of the special things he brings. But they were all students of the game, hard workers, you know, and, you know, guys you could rely on each and every day.
Coach Ed Sarluka, how you doing?
All right, Ed, how are you?
Good. I want to talk a little defense now, okay? Coach Lepore has done a tremendous job coordinating your defense. However, okay, here's the however. First seven games, 57 points. The last four, 109 points. Is it the caliber, the competition, or has we seen some holes in the Neptune defense?
Well, you know, I'm hoping that there are no holes. You know, we have to we have to do what we do, and you know, just get better at what we do. You know, we played some pretty good teams the past couple weeks.
Right.
You know
that's right.
That we're able to you know, exploit some things, and you know, we're working on things each and every day to get better. So, you know, hopefully we can take care of business on Saturday afternoon.
Okay, Coach. This Steiner team has been an upstart team. I mean, having never won a playoff game, all of a sudden they find themselves in the finals. And they've done so with a quarterback, Adam Reese, who has had a phenomenal year. He's thrown for almost 2,000 yards. Tell us a little bit about this offense you're going to face this week.
First of all, Coach over there has done a tremendous job along with the quarterback. You know, he reminds me of, you know, at this level, like a Tim Tebow type. You know, they seem like to be, you know, to be a team of destiny. You know, we're gonna have to give him a cloudy picture. You know, we can't let him know where we are each and every down if we're gonna have a shot. So, you know, they've done a phenomenal job of throwing the football around. I think he's thrown for 1,900 yards, 2,000 yards, something like that. So we got our work cut out for us.
Talking with Mark Ciccatelli, the Neptune head football coach, of Scarlet Flyers playing Steinert on Saturday at Rutgers. You know, Mark, sometimes a defining moment is what you use to build your whole season on. And I'm wondering, week two, you play Red Bank Catholic, top two teams of the Shore. You lose a heartbreaker in overtime, 20 in double overtime, 20-14. A game it looked like you're going in to win, and you know, you come out on the short end. And I'm wondering, in some ways, well, I know you'd like to have that W and be undefeated, if that loss hasn't been the thing that has kind of been the foundation for where you are this week.
Well, I think anytime you know, you lose and you make mistakes, you know, you reflect on it, you know, and you know, you tell your guys, listen, these things have to stop. Or it's going to continue. You know, you're going to continue to lose. You know, and you know, because people bring it up all the time. You know, you were 1 yard away from beating the number one team and being ranked in the top 20, so on and so forth. And you know, you tell them, listen, you know, you make those mistakes, you lose. And sometimes, like you said, you know, if they forget what that bad taste, you know, that taste of losing feels like, you know, or tastes like, and. You know, sometimes it is a defining moment, and you move forward from it, and kids learn from it, you know, somewhat, you know, the hard way, but you move on, and you could be right on that.
Coach Scott Stumpf, another thing I was thinking about was you have so much talent on that team as far as Ikey Calderon, David Gutsmore, Jeff Fairbanks, Jaheim Woods. Sometimes everybody wants to be a star, and it can be tough to get guys to subvert their egos for the common cause, but it seems like this team has been able to do that.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it, you know, from day one, you know, that we are a team first, you know, and, you know, we're going to do whatever we have to do to win football games. And if it's Jaheim, it's Jaheim. If it's Gutsmore, it's Gutsmore. If it's Fairbanks, it's Fairbanks. And, you know, I think they've really bought into the concept that we are a team and we're a family. And, you know, we're going to do whatever we have to do to be efficient. You know, against Colts Neck, Jaheim carried the ball and had over 200 yards rushing, and you know, in the playoff game against Northern Burlington, Gutsmore had over 200. You know, we take what people give us, and, you know, our kids are fine with that.
Mark, Steve Falk again. Has one of the most pleasing aspects of this team to you been the way they play their best football when their backs are against the wall, like last week at Asbury Park?
Well, you know, we talk about that also all the time. You know, you don't see people, you know, you don't see their true character until stuff goes bad. And, you know, for, you know, we've been able to rally and we've been able to fight through some adverse situations. And, you know, it makes you please, you know, it pleases you as the head football coach, you know, to watch your guys battle and fight like that, you know, through those times.
Coach Scott Stump again. I mean, talk about your relationship with your senior linebacker, Jasmar Clax, you know, fullback. I think you guys have always going to be kind of linked together. You won a championship at Freehold. You came over to Neptune. Jasmar went through some tough situations at the beginning of the season with his eligibility. He's been a winner. Obviously, he's a Division I-A prospect. I mean, what has it been like kind of going on this journey with him as well?
Well, you know, I've always treated Jasmar like he's my son. You know, he's a phenomenal kid. You know, he does special things for us, and you know, I've been fortunate enough to coach him, and be, you know, we've shared some great memories together, and you know, years from now, I'm sure we'll sit down and over a meal or two and talk about the things we've accomplished and the things that he's going to continue to accomplish years from now. But it's been a fun time, that's for sure, coaching Jazz.
Just make sure he pays for the meal.
Coach, tell us a little bit about the excitement in the school and what surrounds the players. I mean, feature game, you know, 4 o'clock, Rutgers Stadium. You know, tell us what the players are feeling and what your staff is feeling.
It's been a pretty exciting time, you know, to say the least. I mean, the community is excited. You know, the local real estate agencies and storefronts have signed up, and you know, the school itself, they made up towels for the kids to take with them. We have fan buses. I think we have 3 fan buses. T-shirts were handed out today. They plan on having a blackout, all kinds of, you know, and that's what it's all about. It really is,
yep.
A community-based program and victories, and hopefully we can keep this thing rolling so we can give them what they want.
Mark, I got one more thing for you. You've been here before with Freehold, and I would think that's a little bit of a positive because the schedule for how you handle this game on Saturday is different. It's not the only game of the day. You have limited time. I mean, you're on a real strict regiment, where you get dressed, when you warm up, the whole thing. You've been through that. Does it make you coach any different, and is it an advantage for you because you've done this before?
Be honest, I don't think so. I don't think there's an advantage to it, but, you know, some of the guys were asking me, you know, do we go in the locker room before? Do we go over here? Do we go over there?
Yep.
I said, listen, we just show up in the buses. We go to touch you. You know, we do our thing and we go play. You know, I don't play too much into that. You know, I mean, Steiner, you know, they're looking to win a state championship, and I know they're not going to let those little things get in the way. I don't think there's much advantage to that.
Well, it was a good chance to chat with you. We really appreciate it. Looking forward to seeing you on Saturday at Rutgers, and hopefully, say somewhere about 6:30 or 6:45, someone's handing you a state championship trophy. Good luck, Coach, and thanks again.
Thanks again, guys. Great job this year.
Good talking to you. Mark Ciccatelli, the Neptune coach.
Slowly carving out the niche of one of the top coaches in the Shore. If he wins this one, that's 3 out of 4
years.
Yeah,
I mean, he's basically booking Rutgers this first yeah. weekend of December for that Central Jersey Group 3 final. This is what they brought him in here for.
This is why there was
so much excitement. The minute he walked in the door, they felt like he would be the guy to get this talent to win a championship, and now they're on the cusp of it. And I love the matchup in the sense that, like Kevin said, and you've said, the defense, you know, has given up a lot of passing yards, too.
Yeah.
Not rushing yards, passing yards, and what Steiner does best.
Not
is
a good matchup
ball.
For him, right, on paper. Now, of course, also a little controversy, and the true football fan knows this from the beginning of the year when Coach Chick, you know, there was talk that he may not be the coach, you know, maybe a week before the season began.
I think there was a little friction with the administration. I know he had cut a practice short or did not show up for a practice one day. Over some disputes, but it clearly it got worked out, and he, I think, just decided he wanted to be there for the best of these kids and be part of this ride, and obviously they've done an exciting job.
I agree.
And one thing when you recognize when you watch him coach, he pulls no punches. He will tell you what's on his mind. He's like, in a lot of ways, like a throwback coach. today you can't, it's, you got to be politically correct a lot of the time. Sometimes he's not politically correct, but he'll get his point across, and those kids, whether it's Freehold or Neptune, they love playing for him.
Well, yeah. I think the other thing is you bring instant credibility when you have two rings. You don't want to listen to me? What do I know? I only won two state titles in the last 3 years.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so I think those kids realize this guy's been there and done it, so obviously he knows what he's talking about, and that was a big thing, sort of that immediate credibility.
I think we all know Al Sainer knows a little bit of football.
He's got a great staff there.
Al Sainer's, but anyway, Al Sainer's on his staff, and he's told me repeatedly that Mark Ciccatelli is the best football mind he's been around.
That's high praise.
High praise
from a guy who's been around for a long, long time. All right, let's take a break. We come back, we'll be all set to talk with what will be our last of the five coaches. We're 4 for 4. Do we go 5 for 5 with our friend from Rumson, Shane Fallon? We'll take this break. You're listening to the Barnabas Health High School Football Show on 105.7 The Hawk.
Get into the holiday spirit with Boston's Restaurant and Sports Bar in Toms River. Remember to mark your calendars for Ocean County's biggest holiday office party on Friday, December 23rd. There'll be great food and drinks and entertainment with Craig Daniel, DJ Joe, and DJ Bravo, but make your table reservations early because they fill up fast. Looking for a stocking stuffer with a little extra kick? The best gift of all is great food and great times. So Boston's gift cards are the perfect way to tell the special people in your life that you really care about them and their appetite. With every $25 Boston's gift card purchase, you'll receive a Boston's Bonus Buck scratch card valid for $5, $10, a free indie pizza, or even a $500 grand prize. And remember, Boston's is your home for football. Watch the NFL and college bowl games with great food and drink specials. So whether you want to watch the game or toast to the holidays, go to Boston's Restaurant and Sports Bar on the corner of Fisher Boulevard and Hooper Avenue, Toms River. Remember, they're open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. 7 days a week. And don't forget Ocean County's biggest holiday office party Friday, December 23rd at Boston's.
New vehicles do more than just move us.
They keep us connected.
They keep us on the right road.
Find a Bridgestone tire retailer.
Go 3 miles to...
Get the best prices of the season today on Bridgestone Tires.
The Bridgestone Tire Sale ends soon.
Let the tire experts at Bayville Auto Care make sure you're safe for the upcoming winter driving season. Stop by and see them today on Route 9 in Bayville and save $35 off any set of Bridgestone tires. Bayville Auto Care. Expert repairs with personal service. If you're injured during a sporting event, wouldn't you feel better if your physical therapist knew exactly what it takes to get you back in the game? Whether you're a weekend warrior or a competing athlete, the physical therapists at Atlantic Physical Therapy Center are focused on returning you to optimal levels of performance. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center has the expertise, compassion, and enthusiasm to get you back in the game without losing a step. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, with offices in Toms River, Manchester, Whiting, Freehold, Shrewsbury, and Little Egg Harbor. Go to AtlanticPTCenter.com and Facebook to learn more and to find the office closest to you.
Now, back to the Barnabas Health High School Football Show, powered by Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk.
Well, a little while ago when we were talking with Manalip and Zed Guerrero, we kind of built on that theme that Manalip has been a really good program, but hasn't won a state championship, and you kind of need that to really put yourself in that position. That was a year ago, Rumson-Fairhaven. The Bulldogs had been there before, just could not get that state championship, and then they knocked the door down about 52 weeks ago with a stunning upset of Mattawan. They're back again, Rumson and Mattawan. Shane Fallon's the head coach, and he from Rumson, good enough to join us. Coach, you're the last of our five guys tonight. We'll tell you that we saved the best for last, if it makes you feel good. And indeed, how about for you? Let's be honest. The difference from a year ago in that having that one under your belt and that monkey off your shoulder a little bit.
Well, I mean, you know, let's put it this way. I mean, a year ago, you know, the expectations in terms of, you know, there wasn't a ton of pressure going into this final. Because we were heavy, heavy underdogs, and we had played them earlier in the year and lost by 20-some points. So, you know, from outside pressure, there really wasn't a ton. I think that our fan base was hoping, boy, you know, maybe we can keep this close, and you never know. We'll stun these guys. You never know. Our coaching staff, you know, we had a game plan that we felt, you know, would give Mattawan some problems, and you know, the biggest difference, though, was our kids. I mean, our kids were angry after the first time we played them. It was close at halftime. We were down 7, and in the second half, they took it to us. And we just kept pointing out, you know, that week in film how, you know, the mistakes we made were correctable mistakes, and that if we made those corrections, that we could be within a touchdown ball game of Matawan. You know, so our kids were angry, and they played with a chip on their shoulder the rest of the year because they wanted to get back and have another shot to play Matawan. So, you know, there weren't a ton of expectations in terms of and pressure from the outside of our locker room. But inside of our locker room, you know, I mean, yeah, I think our kids had more confidence than our coaching staff that we were going to win the game. As a coaching staff, we had a game plan in, and we're sitting there going, all right, listen, if everything breaks our way, we got a shot to win this. But, you know, Jared Allison and a bunch of other kids, you know, usually wreck your game plan. And, you know, but our kids, you know, they were the ones sitting there saying, you know, we got these guys and we can do this. And, you know, and sure enough, we went out and played the game of our lives and we were able to come out of there with an upset. So now this year, of course, you go in with a target on your back and, you know, you come into this game, you know, with a lot of expectations. And, you know, there's certainly pressure to win it from a standpoint of, you know, your seniors being able to finish something off that they started a year ago. You know, our junior class a year ago, we knew they were very talented, you know, and they were talented enough to help our seniors along and, you know, with the senior leadership we got a year ago to be able to win it. And now for these seniors to be able to go out of there, you know, possibly being back-to-back state champions is something truly special. So there is pressure from that standpoint to win it, but our kids have, you know, been handling pressure pretty well throughout their careers. So, you know, we've had a good week of practice, and we feel good about our game plan. Hopefully it translates into a win Saturday night, but we'll see.
All right. Hey, Shane, it's Scott Stumm from All Shore Media.
Oh, hi, Scott.
How are you? I guess one big question is, just from the game last week, what is the health of your team? Connor Riley was out last week. I know Jack Eisenstadt, precautionary reasons in the second half. You know, Connor Walsh playing mainly defense. I mean, what is the health like of some of these key guys going into this game?
Well, you know, I mean, obviously after the game, I told you and, you know, some of the other reporters that, you know, we expected everyone to play. And, you know, of course we do that for preparation purposes as far as making Matawan prepare for everything. But, you know, I mean, let's face it, the fact of the matter is we are not as healthy as I want us to be. I can just tell you this, each day we're getting healthier. We've had certain kids not practice all week. We've had other kids practice yesterday for the first time. We had some other kids practice today for the first time. You know, we have some other kids that'll be a game time decision that won't be able to practice all week. And, you know, we're hoping that just the extra few days will allow them to get on the field and contribute in some manner. So we are banged up. We're probably as banged. We've been banged up throughout the season. I mean, there's been, you know, game until the Asbury Park game, we really didn't have a healthy lineup in there all year long. We've played with kids out of the lineup. So we haven't been clicking on all cylinders all year. It's something our kids have kind of grown accustomed to, and we preach the team concept to begin with. So our kids know if somebody goes down or somebody messes up or we have to discipline someone, anything that comes up, we're ready for it. Our kids always have to be ready and compete and practice to earn playing time. So, you know, having a lot of numbers certainly helps that in terms of depth. But we're make a long story short here, Scott. We're not as healthy as I want us to be. Let's put it that way.
Hi, Shane. Steve Falk. How you doing tonight?
Great, Steve.
I can't imagine you're taking Matawan lightly, even though they're shorthanded.
Are they shorthanded? I mean, guys, listen, first of all, when you're playing Matawan and they've got, you know, the most talented kid on the field in Larry Alston, they're never shorthanded. You know, I mean, it's a football town, it's a football school. They got a lot of pride. And like I said, you know, they're going to use this as motivation if some kids aren't in the lineup. And, their coaching staff is an experienced veteran coaching staff. They know how to push the right buttons and channel their kids. They're going to be ready to play. They're going to be well prepared. You know, our kids are focused. We have preached all week about not, you know, having a letdown, taking care of what we need to take care of, knowing our assignments, being mentally prepared for this game and physically as prepared as we can possibly be with the injuries. You know, so I don't think either team is going to take anything for granted. You know, they're, if we don't play well, they are capable of beating us. And if we don't play well and we lose this game, then, you know, we know that they deserve to beat us. You know, so, I mean, you know, we laid it all out for our kids. I have smart kids that know what's going on, and we can't, you know, try to pull the wool over their eyes. So they know what's at stake, and, you know, we have a ton of respect for Mattawan, that's for sure.
Shane, Ed Sarluka, how you doing?
All right, Ed.
Shane, a lot of kids coming back from last year's championship team, as expected, but one of those kids was not expected to be a major factor, was Danny Roberto, your quarterback. Has had a tremendous season and fit in nicely and has led this team from beginning to end. Tell us a little bit about Danny.
Well, Roberto is, first of all, you know, he's been on our sideline since he was in kindergarten. You know, he's been a water boy, and then he promoted himself from water boy to ball boy back in, like, second grade. And then, you know, we've been stuck with him since then. So, I mean, he knows how we operate. His older brother obviously played in the program, and he's been a quarterback since, you know, he started playing football in Pop Warner. Heady kid, smart, great understanding of the game. You know, it's like having an extra coach out there on the field. He's very mature for his age as a junior. He doesn't let things rattle him. You know, he just takes what the defense gives you. If he throws an interception, he takes ownership of it. He comes right over to the sideline and tells his teammates, you know, it's my bad. It won't happen again. You know, he just always stays on an even keel, and that's one of the things we really like about him is his leadership. And, you know, he doesn't care if he throws for 77 yards in a game or 177 yards. As long as we win, he's happy. So he says all the right things in the locker room, says all the right things to his teammates. Biggest thing I could say about him, though, is he's so efficient. You know, he will pick you apart. He's very accurate, puts the ball on the money, gives his receivers a chance to make plays. And, you know, from day one, that's the one thing we've noticed about him is that each week he's gotten, you know, more and more comfortable offensively with what we're doing, and he allows us to do more with the playbook.
Shane, Scott Stump again. When you guys played Mattawan for the first time this year, Larry Alston had just been shifted to that tailback spot. They were still kind of scrambling after the Cassius Williams injury. I mean, what do you see out of him now that he's had a couple games under his belt, obviously including that big game against Manasquan?
Well, you know, Larry's, you know, I mean, let's face it, he's like Superman. And, you know, he comes out wearing the cape and he leads them. And, you know, he sits there and, he's a man. And, you know, he's like a college kid playing high school football. I mean, he physically can run you over. He physically and mentally can wear on a defense because he will just keep pounding you for 4 or 5 yards, and then eventually you'll miss a tackle and he'll go 45 or 50 on you. You know, and it seems to me like he doesn't get frustrated. He's comfortable in that role. You know, he'll be patient and take what you'll give him and just keep pounding you and pounding you and pounding you and know that he's physically wearing you down. So it's not only a physical challenge for your defense, but it's a mental challenge. Are you willing to throw your 185 or 190-pound body in front of this 220, 225-pound freight train over and over and over? Or are you mentally going to say, I don't think I want to do this again? And as soon as that happens, you know, he's in the end zone, you know, and we're not very pleasant to be around on the other sideline when our kids come off. So, I mean, he certainly presents a challenge, that's for sure.
Coach, I know last year Jerry Schulte didn't have too much sleep before Allison and some of those players. I guess Austin giving them the same lack of sleep this year, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, Mattawan, Coach Martucci, you know, has an offensive game plan in place that puts your kids in a bind. They move Austin all over the place. Sometimes he's playing receiver. He's lined up outside. Sometimes he's lined up in the slot. He's in the backfield. You know, sometimes he's the quarterback, and they're in five wide empty, and he's the lone running back, and he's got the ability to throw the ball like 55 yards in the air if he needs to, or he can just turn and run, you know, and run the ball. So they put you in a bind. He does a great job of moving Larry around, we fully expect Larry to have the ball in his hands plenty of times in this game and try to wear us down, keep our offense off the field, you know, and, you know, make this a four-quarter game, you know, and you know, allow Mattawan to try to be as physical as they can with us and win a turnover battle and hopefully be able to come out of there in the fourth quarter with a win. We expect that type of game plan from Mattawan. So we're obviously going to have our own Larry plan and, you know, hopefully do the best. You know, you're not going to shut Larry down. You just hope to contain him as best you can.
Talking with Rumson coach Shane Fallon, whose Bulldogs will play Mattawan on Saturday night, the last game at Rutgers, a 7 o'clock kickoff for a state sectional championship. Shane, you readily admitted that the performance against Mattawan last year in the regular season became the motivating factor for your team the rest of the way. You would then assume they're going to sort of use that same formula against you. Losing to you earlier this year, their motivation is to get a second shot and win a state title. So really, we are talking about a really 360-degree reversal from last December, right?
Yeah, there certainly are a lot of similarities. Yeah. There really are. But, you know, the bottom line with this, and this is what we preached to our kids last year as well, was that, you know, the motivation end, to me, matters in practice. How motivated are you to pay attention to the attention, you know, attention detail? How motivated are you to work on your technique, work on your fits defensively, your angles of pursuit? How motivated are you to work on your technique, you know, when you're blocking with the offensive line and, you know, working under the chutes and low man wins and things like that and getting leverage and drive on people? It's all those little things in terms of preparation. That, to me, is where the motivation counts. To me, I think people mistake motivation for, you know, basically they're going to come out fired up out of the locker room and they were motivated to win the game and that's what drove them to win. I think that all goes away after, like, the second or third play. You know, after that it comes down to who can execute and who's the better football team and who plays well and makes mistakes and, you know, who can handle the pressure. The other thing, too, is we're playing at Rutgers. You know, Kane, beautiful stadium. We really enjoyed playing at Kane last year. But let's face it, in terms of seating capacity, it's a whole different ball game going to Rutgers. You know, so, you know, which team adjusts to the surroundings and you know, we felt like in 2007 we spent the first quarter kind of staring around at Rutgers Stadium and looking at the Jumbotron, and all of a sudden it was like halftime, and we were like, hey, we better start playing football, you know, and our kids finally woke up, and we played better in the second half against Carteret, but it wasn't enough in 2007, and we lost. You know, I think whichever team adjusts to the surroundings and the atmosphere and plays well in the first quarter and then maybe in the first half, we'll have a better chance of obviously winning this football game.
Well, Saturday Night Live at Rutgers. Rumson and Mattawan, Coach, we'll look forward to seeing you up there. And as always, we appreciate the time and cooperation you always extend to us. Good luck Saturday.
Guys, thanks. Always great talking to you. And, you know, it should be a great ball game. Hopefully a lot of people from the Shore are out there representing all of our teams and rooting hard for all the Shore Conference teams to put forth a great effort on Saturday, because I know we're rooting for everybody involved in the Shore Conference.
Sounds good. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it again. Have a good night.
Thank you.
All right, Shane Fallon, the Rumson Fairhaven coach, as he goes on his way. We'll take one more break, and then we'll come back and we'll kind of take it right till 9 o'clock here tonight talking high school football. You're listening to the Barnabas Health High School Football Show on 105.7 The Hawk.
There's something special about seeing your son take the field with his team. The roar of the crowd as they charge between the lines of cheerleaders, fists punching the cool night air. You hear the tinny echo of the PA and the familiar fight song from the marching band. And it takes you back to when you were on that field, in these stands, so many years ago. This is the stuff high school memories are made of. Yes, Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers are proud to be a part of Jersey Shore High School football. And should the need arise, we're ready with the region's most experienced team of orthopedic sports medicine specialists. Experts in the very latest minimally invasive techniques. Football season won't last forever, but the memories will. To learn more about the extraordinary orthopedic care you'll find at Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers, visit barnabashealth.org or call 888-724-7123.
Get into the holiday spirit with Boston's Restaurant and Sports Bar in Toms River. Remember to mark your calendars for Ocean County's biggest holiday office party on Friday, December 23rd. There'll be great food and drinks and entertainment with Craig Daniel, DJ Joe, and DJ Bravo, but make your table reservations early because they fill up fast. Looking for a stocking stuffer with a little extra kick? The best gift of all is great food and great times. So Boston's gift cards are the perfect way to tell the special people in your life that you really care about them and their appetite. With every $25 Boston's gift card purchase, you'll receive a Boston's Bonus Buck scratch card valid for $5, $10, a free indie pizza, or even a $500 grand prize. And remember, Boston's is your home for football. Watch the NFL and college bowl games with great food and drink specials. So whether you want to watch the game or toast to the holidays, go to Boston's Restaurant and Sports Bar on the corner of Fisher Boulevard and Hooper Avenue, Toms River. Remember, they're open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. 7 days a week. And don't forget Ocean County's biggest holiday office party Friday, December 23rd at Boston's.
You're listening to the Barnabas Health High School Football Show at Boston's Restaurant and Sports Bar in Toms River. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk.
All right, welcome back. Home stretch here at Boston's in Toms River. A lot of people kind of watching the Eagles-Seahawk game, which is the Thursday night special. And the Eagles already find themselves down 7-0, a loss tonight, and their offseason begins tomorrow morning for sure. We'll get this out of the way at our Big 7 football picks for this weekend. Just a few games. We'll get that done. Maddie's already sent his in. For what it's worth, it's all been decided. I believe for the third consecutive year or fourth in 5 years, I have prevailed here coming into this weekend. 53-31 overall. Matt is 46-38. And Ed has got himself back to 500 at 42-42.
I'm telling you right now, I'm the biggest homer going. Give me all the local teams, and I'll take Rumson against Mattawan. So you don't even have to ask.
All right, so Manalapan and Sayreville.
You got Manalapan.
Okay, as does Matt.
Okay.
Neptune and Steinert, you have Neptune.
Correct.
Asbury and Florence, you have Asbury. And Rumson and Mattawan, you have Rumson.
That's it.
Okay. I am with you on three of the four, but obviously I've got to stick with the games I picked in the Asbury Park Press tomorrow. I have Sayreville over Manalapan, Neptune, Asbury Park, and Rumson. And I want to fess up on why I picked Sayreville. I'm a game behind Rob Ziegler in the Asbury Park Press's pick six plus one. You don't know how much I wanted to win to basically just at the end just write a little comment about how the guys who talk about it know more than the guys who write about it. But I'm a game back, so I had to try and, because I send the picks to Steve each week. He's kind of like the guy who reaches out and says, hey, I need him by this date. I had to think how Rob would pick, and I figured he's going to go all sure. I've got to take one upset. Which of these games do I think is the biggest toss-up? I thought it was Manalapan and Sayreville. I took Sayreville. I think Steven's going to inform me that we have the same game.
Rob took Sayreville
as well,
wow.
So I can't win.
If you had just stuck with Manalapan the whole time, that might have been your chance to get one.
Exactly. And had I known that, I would have taken Manalapan.
You got to start hacking into their computers.
You could take them here.
No. I don't want to do that.
How about we ask these guys real quick? What do you think?
You know, I was leaning Sayreville for a while, but I really think Manalapan can pull this off because I've been impressed by Mike Isabella's ability to make throws under pressure. So I'm going with Neptune, Asbury, Rumson, Manalapan, same as you.
That's my pick.
I took a shot with Manalapan because I do think they can pull it off. Neptune, Asbury, and Rumson, but I think that game's going to be closer than people think.
Okay. So we're talking.
We all have the same pick.
So you guys are talking four state champs.
Sweep of Central Jersey.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, Sayreville, like you said, is the scariest one.
Yeah.
I've walked into the Sayreville trap before. I feel like I've picked the Shore against them the last couple of years, and they've won every time. And when DeLon Stevenson's on the other team, it's pretty scary to pick against them. But I think when you have a running back who can control the clock and control the ball, if you don't make mistakes. As Coach Guerrieri said, when it got away from them last year was when they made turnovers, through the, you know, interceptions. If they could take care of the ball, I think they can move it on them, whereas last year, that Sayreville defensive line with Darryl Stevenson and Sid Holt was the immovable object.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think this year you can actually score on them, and that's going to make a big difference.
Sayreville is not as good as they were last year.
The thing you could argue, though, is Sayreville's been much more battle-tested. They played Piscataway. They played South Brunswick twice. They played the Woodbridge team that made the Central 3 semis, whereas Manalapan, three games against winning teams. I mean, one of which they lost against Jackson. They, you know, their other, like Steve and I were talking about, I mean, their best win is Middletown South or West Windsor South. So, but I don't know. People have underestimated this Manalapan team all year, and I think they're ready to prove people wrong one more time.
I think the key to Manalapan is they got to stay on schedule. They got to be second and six, second and five, second and seven, and they can't get behind by more than one score, because if they get behind by two scores, then I don't think they have the aerial attack to catch up.
Well, it's so much they set up with Isabella. It's off play action. And if it becomes obvious passing downs and they start sending the house at him, that's a tough spot for him to be in, although he's shown he's capable of making throws under pressure.
By the way, unlike some of the past years, on this weekend, the weather looks fine for Saturday.
Yeah, that's real good.
You know, I mean, sunny.
Cool.
It's going to be a little cool, mid-40s, you know, so maybe for the 7 o'clock game it's a little cooler. But we've had snow a couple years ago.
Yeah.
We did that Brick Memorial game in the snow. We've had some brutally
cold.
There's
been a few times when I think they're going to just find my ice-encrusted corpse on, like, the 30-yard line.
You know,
line
on that turf,
day.
I mean, you know, a couple times. But I think this will probably be as nice a day as we've had probably in 5, 6, 7
which
years.
Which is a big deal when you have passing teams. You
know,
like
it is.
If Steiner was playing and then suddenly it turned into a blizzard, Neptune
having
a huge upper hand. I think it's the one game people are just kind of chalking up because Steiner's never done it before, but they're dangerous because of that matchup.
That quarterback is really, really good. Everybody that's seen him has told me he's really a special player.
Real deal. Yeah, I agree.
So it should be an interesting game.
Yeah,
hopefully a lot of Shore fans will head up on Saturday. You know, I mean, unfortunately, if you didn't have the Piscataway-Elizabeth game, you would have had all four Shore games, 1, 2, 3, and 4. And the thing they're doing that's kind of interesting, it's the first time, is the Group 4 game has always been the 7 o'clock game.
Right.
They took the Matawan-Rumson game and made that the last game.
And if you really are a fan, you could make the Asbury Park game at 10 o'clock at TCNJ and still get to Rutgers by 1 o'clock.
I want to find the one guy who's doing that.
Well, I bet you there are some that
I have a hunch, especially if they win, that a few Asbury Park players will go from their game
to watch Neptune
play at 4 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, so that, you know, that's pretty much the story, and it's a good way to cap off the season. Again, we always said it's just amazing how fast it all goes.
So are you saying that I'm nuts if I tell you that I'm thinking about going to the Meadowlands tomorrow night to see a couple games?
Are you thinking about it, really?
Yeah, I am.
I'll be at the College of New Jersey broadcasting for Verizon Fios to do the Holy Spirit Camden Catholic game. Then Saturday morning I'll be in Rowan to do the Glassboro-Pennsville South Jersey Group 1 final, and driving from Rowan to Rutgers to catch the end of the Manalapan game and do the next two games. So I will be sleeping soundly on Sunday morning.
Tomorrow night, Pompton Lakes is playing, and my second cousin plays for Pompton Lakes. They play in the 5 o'clock game, and then, of course,
talk about the nightcap.
The nightcap is Don Bosco and
Bergen Catholic.
So, chance to
like
see
watching a college game.
Yeah. Chance to see the best team in the country. So, I was thinking about it. I don't know. What time do you want me to pick you up?
I'm going to a wedding tomorrow.
Just got the invitation 5 minutes ago.
You will be in no condition on Saturday morning.
No.
But you're gonna be doing the PA.
We're gonna hear two familiar voices out of the loudspeaker.
I'll be doing it 10. Right?
Yeah, what we've done on Saturday is the NJSIAA asked us a favor and to handle the public address announcing for the four games at Rutgers, and of course we didn't know at the time they asked us if we'd have one game or no games that day. And it turns out we're doing a couple. So I have yielded. I'm going to let Ed and Matt do the two radio games that were broadcast on the Shore Sports Network. I'll do the PA on those two games. And then Ed will do the PA on the first game, which is the Elizabeth Piscataway game. And then the last game, which is Rumson.
I'll be honest. You saw that Piscataway roster and the Elizabeth one and looked at some of those names and said, Ed, why don't you do this game?
Well, he knows I'm the best at the name calling.
Absolutely. Yeah, Ed's great with the Italian names.
Steinert is the worst.
You have to take a look at Steinert's roster.
All right.
In 33 years, I've never seen a roster with so many tough names like that. I talked to the coach today for 15 minutes to phonetically go over it. It is brutal. It's like the United Nations.
Well, I mean, if things go as hoped for the Shore Conference side, you'll just be calling out, you know, Jaheim Woods and David Gutsmore
Learn how to say Sikowski's name. You'll be saying it about 40 times.
I always say with those PA things, if you don't know, you can't pronounce it,
don't say it.
You don't even say the name. Hand off to number 27. He gains 3, second and 7.
Game-winning touchdown by Steiner.
So this is it. I mean, the football ends this now. You guys, of course, like us, you'll be doing your honor roll stuff and you're all, you know, all short teams and your stumpy teams and all that the next week or so. And that's always fun and that always sparks a whole different kind of debate.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do our fabulous 40, the 40 best players at the Shore, regardless of position, next week. And, you know, again, that stuff's kind of fun. And then,
it's always fun. You put a bunch of work in it, then you post it, and the first thing is, that guy's a moron. How is that kid on first team?
Hey, based on what you top of your head, who are teams that should be real good next year?
And Long Branch. Long Branch.
Yeah, who ended with 5 straight wins.
I think Red Bank Catholic, they have 7 juniors on defense in that game against Rumson. They're not going anywhere. And we saw the sophomore and freshman running backs. They'll be right back in the mix.
Yeah, Josh Klicko will be back to run that defense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, they'll be really good. And, I think Middletown South has a decent amount of people back. You always have to kind of look at them a little bit. Point Beach, actually, the core of that team.
Absolutely.
Was all juniors. Mm-hmm. So don't think that they're going to take a big drop
off. Sam Martano's back.
Make a run at that division title next year, you know, because Asbury, he's still going to have some talent, but they're losing a lot of very good players to graduation.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. A South, which was down this year,
well,
do they?
Toms River North skilled players. A lot of them were sophomores.
Right, they got to find a quarterback.
Right.
Southern has the quarterback back, who I
good
thought was
junior
good
class
this year.
At Southern.
Pretty good junior
Rick
class.
Rick Memorial has the quarterback.
Stupinski and Miller back, the running back and the quarterback, yeah. And most of the offensive line.
Red Bank Regional has that junior core that they kind of struggled at the end of the year,
linemen, right?
You know, Sickles and all those guys, and Dylan Stambaugh and them, they're going to be back. So I think they're pointing towards a big year.
And don't
year.
Forget realignment kicks in.
Yeah, new conferences next year. That's right.
In fact, for A South. Going up to A South will be Lacey and Rick.
And I think Lacey is another team to watch. They had a very good sophomore class. Yep. They'll be back in the mix next year. And how about that A Central? Raritan, Manasquan, RBC, Rumson. That's a brutal division.
And then you have B North with Manawan dropping down to join Neptune.
Yeah, maybe we should talk next week a little bit about that when we talk about our 40.
We'll also know next week what happened with the NJSIAA vote on whether or not there's a chance to change the Constitution and expand the playoffs. Time is just about up. I want to thank all our guests tonight, the 5 coaches who joined us, and certainly we wish them all the very best, Joe Martucci, Ed Guerrieri, Matt Artizone, Mark Ciccatelli, and Shane Fallon. I want to thank Scott Stump and Steve Falk. Of course, my colleague Ed Soluca, Tom Trembley, for his work here. Silent J back at the studios of 105.7 The Hawk. We'll see you next week one more time. Good night, everyone. Thanks for listening to the Barnabas Health High School Football Show.
Barnabas Health High School Football Show at Boston's Restaurant and Sports Bar in Toms River and on 105.7 The Hawk was powered by Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers. Join us again next week. Get a complete look at Shore Conference football anytime. Log on to shoresportsnetwork.com. 105.7 The Hawk, WCHR-FM Manahawkin, a Town Square media station. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk. The Hawk.